Phone Boy Speaks, episode 407, Cancer Sticks.
In news that should surprise no one, the Marlboro Man from the 1970s has finally passed away due to smoking-related complications. Well, not a surprise to me. That happened to my dad a few years ago. He passed away due to smoking-related complications, and, you know, leave it at that. And, you know, he smoked, you know, two packs a day for 40-something years, and, well, that, you know, that's going to have a pretty negative impact on your health. So I find it just hilarious that the U.S. Food and Drug Administration is trying to basically keep new cigarette products off the market. You know, at this point, I mean, what's the point, right? It's already been well established that, you know, the science is in, as they say, right? I mean, it's that smoking kills you, right? If you smoke cigarettes and you smoke enough of them for a long enough period of time, it's going to affect your health. That's we already know this, right? And I don't think that, you know, new formulations of that same old cancer stick formula, right, are really going to change that reality that much. And so, you know, so this new thing that the FDA is doing to basically, they basically have to, you know, every new product or that comes on the market has to be reviewed by the FDA to see if it's safe, and basically they've made it impossible for any new products to come in. There's been, you know, more than 1,000 different applications for new products or products that are substantially similar to existing ones on the market, and they've basically said no to all of them, and they've been delayed, and not, you know, there's not a single one has been approved. I mean, how much you wonder what's behind it? Well, you know, in this Atlantic article, it pretty much tells you why it is because the tobacco companies themselves, the big ones, approved this because what does it do? It keeps new entrants out of the market and keeps the market static. And so, since there's no new products and you know, the cigarette taxes keep going up, right? So everybody's pretty much on a level playing field as far as what of course there's also restrictions on advertising and stuff like that. So basically the market for cigarettes in the U.S. is pretty, it's pretty much what it is, right? There's not much the cigarette companies can do to convince more people to sell their product. I mean, you know, they all have cigarette warning labels. And in fact, you know, the ones in the U.S. are kind of pathetic compared to the ones they have in other countries. But anyway, long and the short of it is that, you know, the problem is the cigarettes, right? And whether they're made, you know, a certain way or not, something the FDA can and should do, right, is make sure that the contents of the cigarette are what they say on the label. And, you know, also make sure that, that there's nothing there that, you know, that's going to kill you immediately, right? So they've had enough opportunity to work with cigarettes. They know what should be in a cigarette, and they should approve it on that basis and not, you know, just like hold up new product. I mean, that seems to be serving a few companies and doesn't serve the people that, you know, honestly have a right to smoke, right? If they want to smoke, that's their choice. I'm not a huge fan of smoking. I know people that do, and again, that's their choice. I don't think it's fair that some of the stuff that the states have done to, you know, basically, you know, keep smokers out, you know, outside, right? I'm kind of mixed feelings about that, but at the same time, as somebody who doesn't generally smoke, it's nice to know that I can walk into a bar in Washington State and not have it be smoke filled. But at the same time, they're drinking alcohol and, you know, killing their liver and God knows what else. The cancer stick thing. I mean, I don't know. I'm not a fan of what the FDA is doing right now, and they should. I'm all for people having choice and all for people, having the ability to, to smoke if they so choose. But I think there's gotta be a better way than what the FDA is doing, and hopefully somebody will come to their senses. But as it is with the federal government, I have little hope for that.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phone Boy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.